Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us right now in the studio, we have USU Eastern Vice Chancellor Greg Dart, and we're going to talk about a couple of events tied in with USU Eastern. First off, Greg, it's a pleasure to get you in the studio. I appreciate you stopping by today.
Thanks so much for having me, Jordan.
Definitely. Hey, let's dive right into it and talk about Bread and Soup Night. This is somewhat of a tradition at USU Eastern. In fact, you guys have now been doing this for over two decades. I'm going to let you explain what Bread and Soup Night is.
Yeah, this has been something that's been going on since 1997. And basically every year in November, for all the Mondays leading up to Thanksgiving, we put on a bread and soup night where the community comes to the student center and has a great warm meal, perfect for the fall season. But really what it's about is raising money for the Carbon County Food Bank. All of the proceeds from that evening go straight to the food bank. We get everything donated, so there's no even cost to cover. It's basically just a straight donation to the food bank and a great way to support the community and, you know, the time of the year where it's really needed, and a fun event that we've been doing for quite some time.
Yeah, you talk about donating over $50,000 to the food bank. I mean, that is very, very impressive. And I think it's only going to get bigger because, you know, I've actually talked to people that mentioned Bread and Soup Night. I mean, you guys get big crowds out to these.
We do. Every year, the crowds are big, and they're big from the first night. And by the last night, they're really big because the word really gets out. And I mean, it's been amazing because it's the community that's donated all of that money, that when they come out to that event, they know that it's going to a good cause, and all of that money, the last few years have been getting bigger, and it's exciting to see what the community does to give back and to give to an organization that really can use the funds.
Yeah, well, the community does great things, I believe, as far as charity here. It doesn't matter what organization we're talking about. This is a community that really rallies together. But Greg, USU Eastern does a lot for the community as well. And I mean, and hosting Bread and Soup Night is just some of what USU Eastern has actually done here for the community. We talk often about the athletics programs and how these athletes have gotten out and really made a difference in the community as well. You guys put a big focus on that.
We do. There's no question. We believe very strongly that Price, and you can say even bigger, Carbon, Emory County is a college town. And what that means is that, you know, the university is a focal point of the community. And because of everything that that this community means to us, we feel like it is not only an opportunity, but our responsibility to give back. And we live in, I mean, you said a very giving community. I was blown away when I moved to this community and just saw, you know, one weekend after the next, all the things that are going on and all the giving that you see in this community. And it's not like anywhere I've ever lived. It's pretty amazing how much people support their community. And so as the institution of higher education here at Utah State Eastern, of course, we're going to be a big part of that.
And again, it's Bread and Soup Night. This takes place three straight Mondays through the month of November. It's extremely important to get out and support this because the food bank runs a little low around the holidays as well.
Yeah, it is definitely a time where need goes up. And so we try and do a meal that is very affordable. It's $6 for adults, $5 for those 5 to 17, and then free for those under 5. That gets you a couple bowls of soup, bread, great time, and all of that money, every cent of it goes directly to the Carbon County Food Bank, and at a time of the year where they need it. And we're happy to have so many people come out and support the food bank.
Definitely mark your calendars for Bread and Soup Night. Now, Greg, let's move on and talk about Miss USU Eastern.
Yeah, that's coming up this Saturday. We've got at 7 p.m. the Miss USU Eastern Scholarship Pageant. Very exciting pageant, part of the Miss America organization. So the winner of this pageant goes on to Miss Utah, and is always a good time. It's a great event where our students get to go and really show their talents, and really be stretched as far as interview questions and things like that. But Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center, community members, everyone's invited. It's $5 to attend, and it's a promise of a great show.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Miss USU Eastern's a little bit more serious than Mr. USU Eastern, right? just a little bit, right?
Just a tad. yeah. So anybody who got an opportunity to come to Mr. USU Eastern also got a great show, but in a very different way. Yeah. As part of the Miss America organization, this is a big deal for those who take part of it. It's very serious, but it's amazing to see the talent that some of the participants have, and there are scholarship dollars that they're competing for. And so not only to get to wear that crown and to move on to the Miss Utah pageant, but also scholarship dollars that we award every year.
I don't want to stray too far away from this, but when we talk about the talent at USU Eastern, I have the pleasure of interviewing a lot of athletes. We've had the theater department in here very frequently over the last couple of months. Greg, I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm always amazed at the amount of talent that our students at USU Eastern have. I mean, I just the way they handle themselves on top of everything else.
I think that's a great way of putting it, because it shouldn't be surprising because you've seen it mm-hmm. time and time again. But I'm constantly amazed. And, you know, a good example is the last production of the theater that I went to. I walked away going, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
There's just amazing talent. And that happens, you know, I just came from the region soccer tournaments and got to see our teams participate, and we'll head to region volleyball. And so got to see it on the athletic field. And then our welder, national championship welder, Chandler Vincent, just took fifth in the world. National champion, fifth in the world, and is studying just down the road. And I mean, it's pretty amazing to see the talent that these students have.
Yeah, definitely is. Greg, before I let you go, is there anything else we haven't touched on?
No. So this Saturday is Miss USU Eastern. We'd love to see you there. And then starting Monday the 6th, and then going the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th, Bread and Soup Night.
Fantastic. Again, USU Eastern Vice Chancellor Greg Dart taking the time to stop by the studio. Greg, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.